together, be brothers and sisters, we're independent.
We're independent.
Join hands to hands, children started to dance, we're independent.
Folks, you are lucky enough to be here for the very first episode of Adult Listening Volume 1, Edition 1. My name is Jay Hinman. I will be your host for the next hour of Adult Listening. And yes, I know this is a very smarmy name for a radio show or podcast, and let me tell you why. So the whole idea behind this program, it stems from like a lifetime of music collecting and accumulation on my part. It's my music accumulation, you know, it's not just rock and roll, which I play on my other podcast, Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio. It spans a lot of different genres, and not all of it fits in very well with the things that I play on my other podcasts. Doesn't even fit that well together. And like the younger me would really chafe when I would listen to like college radio and the DJ would throw together sets that were totally incoherent and from different genres, different eras, etc. And then one time in the mid-1990s or so, I was visiting Houston, Texas, and I was listening to KTRU, which is the Rice radio station. I was actually drinking beer earlier in the day in front of the Rice University radio station with some friends, and they told me it's a really good college station, you should listen to it. So I listened to it on my rental car on the way back to the hotel, and it was a long ass drive wherever I was going, almost an hour. And the DJ there segued from like Ornette Coleman to the Mighty Caesars to the Carter Family to like Lord knows what else, and it totally worked. It was one of the best hours of radio I've ever heard. And I thought, well, it can be done, can't it? And that's when I felt like maybe I had a little bit of the adult in me, or at least the adult music listener, and that I was finally enough of a big boy, you know, to handle 1 hour of great music that came from different instruments and different styles and different decades. So I want this show to focus on everything from instrumental guitar music to 78 RPM records from the like 1920s Greece or Africa, R&B, Cambodian pop, deep country, blues, etc. Mostly older stuff, some newer things. And yeah, that's what adult listening is all about, right? You're an adult, you can handle it. That was Derek Morgan starting our show off with Forward March from 1962, a song about Jamaican independence from England. What a great track. And I don't think we'll be playing any more rocksteady slash ska slash early Jamaican stuff this show. We're going to head into all sorts of other things, including what you're just about to hear right now. Jenks Tex Carmen from 1948. Guitar master, he's going to play for you the Hillbilly Hula.
all the little creek aisle, Umbria, Hi-oh-ee. With the yowman and the hold the while. Come on.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Packet show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
Tim old man, he don't never stand and grin. Peter said, keep out of graveyard, I'll save you from the pen. You know, soon in the morning, he'll give you scrambly. Yes, but he'll all call you so soon. You'll catch a mule by his hind leg. I got a telegram this morning, boy, it read. It say your wife is dead. I showed to Mr. Morrissey, go ahead, nigga. You know you got the plow red. That white man said it's been raining. Yes, and I'm way behind. I may let you be at one of these old dinner times. I told him, no, Mr. Moore. Somebody's got to go. He said, if you ain't able to fly, Sam, step there and grab you a hoe.
That's pretty much the very first country blues music I ever got into. Charlie Patton doing High Water Everywhere, Part 2. In the early 1990s, I bought a compilation called The Greatest in Country Blues, 1927 to 1930, on a label, I guess it's, from Vienna. It says Story of the Blues. I've got the CD right in front of me, so I've had it in almost 30 years. About 30 years. And there were two volumes of this, and it had Skip James, it had Charlie Patton, didn't have Robert Johnson, it had Blind Lemon Jefferson, Blind Willie Johnson, Mississippi John Hurt. I mean, it's just phenomenal stuff. And the very first track on the very first volume is High Water Everywhere, Part 2 by Charlie Patton, which you just heard there. So very important song for me. That's when the kind of hiss and crackle of 78 RPM records kind of really broke through to me. And like, God, I really love this stuff. And I still love that one to this day. So I played it for you. Hope you enjoyed it here on Adult Listening Edition 1. It was Charlie Patton, High Water Everywhere, Part 2. Before that, we heard Lightnin' Hopkins doing Tim Moore's Farm. That came out on a compilation called The Gold Star Sessions Volume 1 from the late 1940s is when it was recorded. And Lightnin' Hopkins back then, he was basically doing improvisations where he'd always kind of start with the same riff and always end with the same riff, that kind of da-dun, da-dun that he always exits with. And then everything else in between was a little bit different and also had some very interesting subject matter. That one, the best I can gather, is about sort of labor oppression on a farm, Tim Moore's Farm, one would imagine. So Lightnin' Hopkins, Tim Moore's Farm. Before that, Lydia Mendoza did Mal Hombre from 1934. That's kind of, if Lydia Mendoza has a hit, that's her hit. It's from a compilation of the same name on our Hooli Records, and it's been released in many forms in many places. Before Lydia Mendoza, Willie Nelson did Me and Paul from 1985 from the LP of the same name, Me and Paul. Just a great song with some really great lyrics. The only thing I don't like is that the verses repeat. I wish he had some, you know, more verses that he'd written for that song because they're really creative and really funny. Before Willie Nelson, we started things off with Jenks Tex Carmen doing the Hillbilly Hula from 1948. There's a really great compilation of his. I think it's called Chippeha. Came out on Revenant Records in the late 1990s, probably on CD only, although they've undoubtedly put it on LP since then. And I know you can find his stuff if you look hard enough. So Adult Listening Edition 1 is now going to move into slightly different material. We're going to hear Penny and the Quarters right now, the one song that everybody knows by Penny and the Quarters because it's pretty much the one song they did that's out there. This was rediscovered in the mid-2000s, the decade before the one that we just finished. And it was discovered, I'm not really sure who discovered it, but it was put out on Numero Group as a single. It's like a lost soul single from the 1970s. Then Ryan Gosling heard the Numero Group single, this Ryan Gosling, decided it had to be in the film Blue Valentine, which is the first place I ever heard the song. And it's a devastating song. You'll hear it in just a second. And then I was just looking up some information about it so I could tell you what I just told you. And I guess Oreo and IKEA have had it in their ads. So now I feel a little funny playing it for you, but I don't watch television very much, so I've never seen those ads. Maybe you haven't either. But Penny and the Quarters, You and Me, and it sounds like this.
Nobody, baby, but you are.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nobody. to me good. I could search until the end of time. Oh, I'd never find another you. I'm so glad because I know you're mine, all mine. Oh, let me tell you someone to give my love to. Someone to give my love to. I find happiness is loving you. I'll do my best, wanna make your dreams come true. I will follow you to the ends of the earth. Someone to give my love to. I find happiness is loving you. I'll do my best to make your dreams come true. Days of man and wife, oh, precious. I'll spend them all with you, yeah. Then beyond forever, oh honey, I'll wait for you. Oh, you're someone, someone to give my love to. Baby, you're someone, someone to give my love to. Now let me say one more time.
Hey there, bad as night, I think I'll call him daylight. And I'll call him once with a little song. He's got nothing on, he comes naked with the dawn. And I know that I will call him daylight. Knock once and now knock twice, the moon is sacrificed to the one that we call daylight. Come at such a time as you see fit, no compromise. That's why I call you daylight. Move in nevermore, though our children go to war. Some call you destroyer, some daylight. And I'm not gonna dance, I'm not gonna dance I'm not gonna dance until my ship comes in. But when my ship comes in, when my ship comes in, when my ship comes in, I'm gonna lose control. You're on me, and you call it by the name of daylight. Now do you know me? You're one and only. Glad for you to call me daylight.
Bye.
Okay, that's a phenomenal number from a phenomenal clarinet player named Naftuli Brandwein. It was called Freit Sich Yiddelak, which translates in the original Yiddish to Be Happy Jews. And my pal Howard told me about this guy. I was asking him about the klezmer. I'm like, I want to know more about klezmer. What I've heard, I like the sort of Ukrainian, Eastern Europe dance music, but what I don't know a whole lot about is klezmer. And he said, have I got the guy for you? So he gave me a CD of Naftuli Brandwein's King of the Klezmer Clarinet. I burned a copy of it. I love it. It's from 1923, at least that one of the first things he put out. And he continued recording into the 20s and 30s and beyond. Again, Naftuli Brandwein with Freit Sich Yiddelak. Before that, we heard Ros Sere Sothea, another one I can't pronounce very well, doing I Want to Shout. She was from Cambodia in the 1960s. She is the queen of Cambodian kind of pop psych music from the 60s and 70s before the Khmer Rouge took over and things got pretty intense. And I actually don't know if she was part of the killing fields and everything that went down there. There's a documentary that the band Dengue Fever put out about touring around Cambodia and going back to Cambodia where their singer's from. And I can't remember if they mentioned anything about what happened to her, if she was part of that. But the implication was that all the kind of freaks and weirdos and interesting kind of rock music lovers of Cambodia were all slaughtered in the 1970s. But the music lives on, and Dengue Fever put out a compilation called Electric Cambodia of their favorite stuff from the 60s. It came out in 2010, and that song came from it. Before that, we heard Hiss Golden Messenger doing Call Him Daylight, also came out in 2010. It's on a reissued version of an album called Bad Debt. I don't know a ton about Hiss Golden Messenger. What I've heard can be really, really good, and that's really, really good, and I thought you might want to hear it. We heard Joe Simon before that doing Someone to Give My Love To. And I heard that for the first time like this week because of a program that is a huge inspiration on this program, Back Road to Nowhere, which is on X-Ray FM out of Portland. You can download their app and then listen to every week of Tom Humphrey's radio program, which is very much like this one. I think I'm probably playing a few things he wouldn't play, like kind of rock steady music and maybe some old like 1920s stuff, but who knows? I mean, he ranges all over the place. Back Road to Nowhere is one of the great radio programs of all time. And so this most recent show, he played this track, Joe Simon, Someone to Give My Love To, from 1973. I'd never heard of it. I don't know anything about Joe Simon. I tracked it down and I thought I'd play it for you. So thank you, Tom, for turning me onto that one. Before that was Penny and the Quarters doing You and Me. And we talked about that at the top of the set. It's Adult Listening edition number one. My name's Jay. I've got a few more things I want to play for you. Rob Noyes is a fantastic solo guitarist and he now lives in Tokyo and he's about to put out his second album. It actually comes out this week in February of 2021. It's going to come out on VDSQ Records. The album is called Arc Minutes. And this is a track from it called Cheap Gold.
Thank you. Thank you.
right. That is a classic record store discovery for me. I just bought Sound Unheard because of a recommendation from the clerk at Contact Records in Oakland, California. It was Maman Sani, also known as Maman Sani Abdullahi, doing Samari Dayan Matan. And once I saw the cover of this thing and had it recommended so highly, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to give this a try. The album is called Unreleased Tapes, 1981 to 1984. Well, clearly a lot of other people got really into this because ever since I bought it, there's just been lots of chatter about it. I think it's been reissued multiple times. It's fantastic. He was from Niger in Africa. Maybe he still is. I'm not sure if he's alive or not. Probably, maybe. Maman Sani. Before that, we heard Gwenifer Raymond doing The Three Deaths of Red Spectre. And she is a solo guitarist from Wales, now living in Brighton in the United Kingdom, England. And she's fantastic. She has a new album out called Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain. That one is not on it. That's actually an online-only track that you can only get on her Bandcamp. The Three Deaths of Red Spectre is what it's called. It's one of the best things she's ever done. Fantastic. Gwenifer Raymond. Before that, Rob Noyes did Cheap Gold from his brand new album, Arc Minutes, on VDSQ, which is out in February of 2021. As I said, he lives in Tokyo. He's originally from New England in the United States. It's Adult Listening Edition number one. My name has been Jay. I'm going to wrap up the first program and I'm going to make another one really soon. This is going to be a thing, folks. My normal podcast is called Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio. It's rock and roll related. This track here that we're about to play is maybe a little bit rocking, maybe a little on the rock side. Generally, adult listening will not hew to rock music in the rock form, but occasionally we might. This is actually more folk, and it's just a great track. Lal and Mike Watterson doing Bright Phoebus from the album of the same name in the early 1970s, and I'll see you next time.
Today, Bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time she smiled on me. Today, Bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time she smiled on me. No more clouds, no more rain. On the clouds, she smiled again. Today, Bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me.
Bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the night.